Somehow they didn't add something to it to make it happen of that, inshallah. For not saying it, because it's not inshallah. Yes, there is one meaning of that, inshallah. Because inshallah, like another word, has a lot of different meanings. This is something very important, is the point we are making in this story. What is the point of this story? As simple as this, that there are things that you should not decide about the future without counting other stuff just because you like it and you want it. Do not even attempt to write down the law of happening what is supposed to happen. If it is good, it will happen. If not, it will not. You should be careful. It's not about I will do, I will decide, I know what to do. That capital I is the problem. Yes, you should say inshallah. Means if he wanted it as well. This is a poetic stuff. It's not about the guy sitting down what they're writing. It's about always bringing that element which is out of here, beyond our imagination, beyond our knowledge. It's exception. Always tend to exception, because you deep down your ego tends to write down the rules. Always. If you let your ego, it will really write down the rules that God should obey to be a good God. I've seen a lot of that. Because you can think like that. Well, be careful. This is what it is. He will say, do not plan for something that comes from your own interest, because you will be ashamed later. Yes?
Every instant I give to the heart a different desire. Every moment I lay upon the heart a different brand. At every dawn I have a new employment. Nothing turns aside from that which I have will.
I'm surprised that this one is not in Latin, because it's in Arabic. But they didn't mention it, that this one was in Arabic. Yes, sir.
It has come down in the traditions that the heart is like a feather in a desert, the captive of a violent blast. The wind drives the feather recklessly in every direction, now left, now right, with 100 diversities. In another tradition, deem this heart to be as water boiling in a cauldron from fire. At every time the heart has a different resolution. That resolution is not derived from it, but from a certain place. Why then will you trust in the heart's resolution and make a covenant that in the end you should be shamed?
This is good. It's so simple that I wish is not something clear. Ever, because you wish for something now, 10 minutes later you wish for something else, an hour later it depends what happens, then you wish for something. This wanting, wishing, that desire of we call it my heart, it has nothing to do with the heart, but we say okay, I want it. I said these desires, you should be careful about it, because when you desire about something and the situation changes, then what? You should think about it. Because of all the changes you experience in your mood, there are times that you like this stuff, there are times that you like some other stuff. So how could you trust this one, which goes here and there just like that? It is like a feather in the wind. It will go just like that. Yes?
This too is from the effect of the ordinance and decree. You see the pit, and cannot take precaution. 'Tis no wonder, indeed, for the flying bird not to see the snare, and so fall into destruction. The wonder is that it should see both the snare and the net pen, and fall willy-nilly. Eye open, and ear open, and the snare in front, it is flying towards a snare with its own wings.
Mm-hmm. Do you need the translation for that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see it now. They show it. It's, I believe it's about a hair shampoo or something like that. It is not like this that the lady said, you know, there are some things you know it's bad, but you do it anyway. That temptation. As simple as that. You know it's bad, but you tend to do it. Why? Oh, because of so many silly reasons you could do that. This is why we are looking for a principle here. If it was to each of us to desire to do something, we didn't need all of this. We didn't need the language to begin with. We could live like animals. All this culture is to bring in a principle, not trusting this silly fellow which goes here and there always, trusting a trustable base for thoughts, for wishes, for promises. Yes?
A comparison. The bonds and snares of destiny, though outwardly invisible, are manifest in their effects.
Mm-hmm. You remember we talked about this word qada, consequence. Remember it? Right from the beginning, he said, when you're thinking about this word, you should remember there is qada, there is muqzi. There are different meanings in this word. Because qada was simply interpreted as the thing that will happen to you by that Zeus fellow on the Olymp mountain. In the Olympus, he's sitting down and wants to tease you. This will happen to you. That's it. As if there is an invisible hand stopping me from doing the stuff. Here we say, no. Let me tell you. Let me compare that consequence stuff, that invisible parameter you always bring in, today's snare I was talking about. We are not talking about snare weather and a silly bird accidentally falling in it. We told you that there are birds that they know there is a snare weather and repeatedly they do it because we repeat our mistake, don't we? Of course, you should not confess to this. But if you eardrop when the other people talk about you, then you will see it loud and clear. He says, let me compare these two stuff to make a point. Yes?
You may see a nobleman's son in a tattered cloak, bareheaded, fallen into affliction, consumed with passion for some ne'er-do-well. He has sold his furniture and properties, his household gone, become ill-famed and despised. He walks along like one in misfortune, to the joy of his foe. If he sees an ascetic, he will say, O venerable sir, bestow on me a benediction for God's sake. For I have fallen into this ugly misfortune and have let wealth and gold and happiness go from my hand. Give me a benediction so that maybe I shall be delivered from this and maybe escape from this dark clay. He is begging this prayer of high and low, crying, release and release and release.
Have you ever seen this? If not, go to Robson Square now. There are these homeless people, they come to you and they explain exactly this. says, okay, you see this case. I have one question. This fellow is looking for salvation. From what? From himself? Read the rest.
His hand is free and his foot free, and there is no chain, no custodian standing over him, no arm. From what chain art thou seeking release? And from what imprisonment art thou seeking to escape? The hidden chain of foreordainment and destiny, which none but the elect spirit may behold. Though it is not visible, it is an ambush. It is worse than prison and chains of iron. Because that the ironsmith may break, and the excavator may even dig up the bricks of the prison. But oh wonder, this heavy hidden chain, the ironsmiths are powerless to shatter.
That is the problem. This is happening to all of us. He says, if you were really, literally in chain, with a saw you could open it. But when you are miserable and you did it yourself, how could you be saved? That's the most difficult part, the chain we put on ourselves. The weaknesses we create with the illusions and all these confusions. We make these chains, we make the limitations because we create our problems. Or you believe that the universe was full of problems. Before a human being walked on earth, there was no problem named genocide. No animal killed because he believed that my religion is better, or I'm this. All is here, this is it. We're talking about this new stuff, and in this new stuff, you should be careful, because we are the carrier of that way which is bothering us. We carry that wood which is going to burn us. Everything is in here. Everybody is walking around and pointing the finger. The guilty one, the cheater, the lawyer. These are all nonsense. It's here. If you want it to be good, start from here. This is you. This is your responsibility. And this is where your choices are. You are the master of this. This is your country. Correct this. Do not blame the others. Everything is in here. Because you blame the others and you go up and up, and suddenly you blame the invisible stuffs even. Somehow I'm unlucky. How could you be unlucky? The unlucky one is underground, is dead. You're still alive. What is all that about? Yes?
Oh wonder, this heavy hidden chain, the ironsmiths are powerless to shatter. Vision of that chain belongs to Ahmad. He saw it on the throat, bound with a cord of palm fibers. He saw a load of firewood on the back of Abu Lahab's wife and said, the carrier of faggots. The cord and the firewood, no eye beheld but his, for to him every unseen thing becomes visible. All the rest interpreted, for this arises from senselessness, and they are sensible. But from the effect of that, his back has been bent double, and he is moaning before you.
Okay, there was one point hidden here. Okay, he talks about self-made problems. Quite simple to understand, that we create some problems for ourselves. But here he brought in something else. He said, I'm telling you this to understand that that invisible chain which could imprison you